This is Deborah with the CC Gospel Music Mix, and we have a special guest today, Angela Christie. Did I do that one right?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. It's good to be in Denver. I'm actually in Atlanta, but to be on air with you from Denver.
I know. I am so excited because I just love your music.
Thank you.
So you got to tell me all about it. I know when we were off air, you were telling me that you are a new aunt.
Yes, I am.
God bless you.
I have a new nephew, He's just a few days old, and his name is Kadar. My sister had her first baby, so I'm excited about that. I've never been married, don't have any children, so both of my sisters have had kids, and my brother's had a kid, so I'm just a wonderful auntie.
Yeah. See, God has a special blessing for you, especially the way you blow this saxophone. Girl, I'm telling you. So give me a little background. How did you... start playing the saxophone.
Well, my mom and dad are missionaries, and I always tell people this everywhere I go. They're real missionaries, not the ones that wore white and sat on the front row and didn't go anywhere. Gave birth to five kids. I'm one of the five, and I probably gave my parents more trouble than any of the others. But my mom liked sax, and she introduced me to the saxophone. And the first place and the only place she ever let me play was in church. So I developed my style coming up in the Church of God in Christ. And developed my style and learned how to play in church, and then went to high school and college and graduated and went into full-time music ministry.
Praise God. And God's just been taking you ever since,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable, Deborah, where my saxophone has taken me. South Africa to Nigeria, Uganda. We were in Uganda last year, London, Japan, all across the United States. Most of our major conventions, Church of God in Christ, Apostolic Baptist, Full Gospel Baptist, Progressive, you know, it's just everywhere, and it's just been fabulous. I think I've played in just about every state in the United States, more than
Praise
once. So the gift will make room for you, and it's certainly done that for me.
Yes. So tell me some of the artists that you've played with.
I've been in concert with just about all of our major artists. I've been in concert with the Williams Brothers, Shirley Caesar, Yolanda Adams, Smokey Norfolk. I did the Sisters in the Spirit tour with Yolanda Adams, Mary, Shirley Caesar. There's just been so many.
Yeah, yeah.
After a while, we all become one big family. You know what I mean?
That's all it is. Yeah, because you're there with the top hitters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. So you are basically independent, right?
Yes, I actually came out independent. And worked for many years independently, and then I signed with Atlanta International Records.
Oh.
And I was with them for 7 years and went back independent. So now I'm independent, but with international distribution. And so that helps. That, you know, the name was kind of established so that I was able to go independent, and the distributor still picked me up. So
Praise
I'm grateful
God.
For that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God opened that door for you. That's wonderful. So tell me about your new project.
We're working on it now,
mm-hmm.
and the name of it is going to be called The Breath of Life, and we're working on it here in Atlanta. I'm using some of the finest musicians out of Atlanta, and the rest will just have to be a surprise. You all will have to hear it in the spring, the late spring of 2007.
Well, in the meantime, we are going to be playing this Draw the Line. I just love it.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
you have
I just love
cut
it.
On there that you like in particular?
Well, you know, all of them are really good, but, you know, Holy is the Lamb is beautiful. I've used that just as a bed music, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And, I mean, just everything is so good. You have so many great songs on here. How many of them do you actually write?
On this particular project, I think I wrote one song.
Okay.
With Shay Simpson, she actually sang it, When Jesus Comes. And I think the rest of the songs on this project were intentionally cover tunes
mm-hmm.
so that people would recognize the song. You know, there
right.
are jazz musicians out there. Saxophone, first of all, is known as a jazz instrument. And so for me to distinguish it as a gospel instrumentation, it was important for me to play songs that the body of Christ would recognize. So on my first national project, I did Him and I, and I did all hymns. And so on this second project, Draw the Line, I wanted to do songs that were recognizable, like Lord, Prepare Me to Be a Sanctuary, Bow Down and Worship Him. I Know It Was the Blood, which is traditional, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. And I did these particular songs so that the body of Christ would have something to recognize and worship.
So, as we look into the future, what do we see?
Gosh, so much. You'll probably see more of me teaching and continuing to play, more projects coming up and teaching.
Well, great.
Certainly the ministry is where my heart is.
Right. Are you going to be writing more songs on this upcoming album?
Yes, there will be a couple written songs, self-composed songs, and also there will be a book coming very shortly.
Oh, book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is a surprise. That's going to be one to definitely purchase. Well, do you have a website or anything?
Yes, I do. I would love to have your listeners come and visit me at www.angelachristy.com, which is spelled A-N-G-E-L-L-A-C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. So that's Angel with the L-A and then Christ with the I-E.com.
I like that. Okay, well, one last question before I let you go. I would love talking to you. You know, next time I'm in Atlanta, I'm going to call you. You know, we got to get together when you're ever in Denver because we have to get you to Denver.
I love Denver, Colorado. I love the mountains. I love the beauty of that city.
Yes.
And I've been there a couple times, but it was maybe like 10 years ago. So I definitely got to come back.
Definitely. It's about that time. You know, so maybe we'll try to hook that up between now and your new release on your new album.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So for my last question, tell me, what is it that you can say to the youth out here today or in our community that will really help them and inspire them to continue their walk with Christ?
I would tell them to know this, that Christ, first of all, is inside of you. And so there's not a lot of that you have to do to maintain him being with you or being in you. But there are things that you have to do to maintain a quality life, and that is obedience is always better than sacrifice, and that which you know of the Lord to do that. And if you should make a mistake, which you will along the way, always know that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness, and he's a faithful God. And whatever your vision is, whatever your dreams are, whatever your aspirations are, make sure that the friends around you, the friends that you keep, will encourage you in the vision that you have. If you have friends that are negative, cut them off. If you have friends around you that tell you that you cannot achieve what your dreams are, cut them off. Get positive friends around you and friends that believe in you and speak life into you. Those are the types of friends that you want now in your youth so that you can achieve what you want as an adult.
Praise God. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. And thank you so much for having me on the CEC Gospel Mix at DOS2000.com. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, praise God. Well, much success to you. We love you. And we're definitely going to get you here in Denver.
We'd love to come and blow the place away.
That's right. Remember, you heard it first right here on the CEC Gospel Music Mix. That's Angela Christy.